I'm going to be sick this week.
You're going to be sick this week?
I feel it already, yeah.
You're ready to sign?
I feel it coming. I know it's coming.
It's
coming. My throat's dry. I'm coughing.
Oh, I'm already coughing.
It's not good. It's not good.
You have a voice to go with?
What?
To feel good?
I do not feel good, no.
Yes, you sit here.
She's in good mood. Watch out.
Merci. ¿Cómo estás?
I finally remembered to bring my recorder, and now it says low battery.
Yeah, every king's one of ours.
I'm saying that. This is again. This is.
It's always his. He's the only one that has that.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's a big brick right
now.
Oh, that's nothing.
What?
You said it's a big brick.
It's a brick.
It's a brick.
Okay.
Okay, by his side. Okay. So we had a problem. By his side. We had a problem. If he's a Tamei Mace, then Cherev B'cholol, and you don't need Chashan Shem Mutame, he'll touch the meat, he'll Mutame the knife, and he'll Mutame automatically. Where it says, Tamei Sharet. One Teretz, where it says, Tamei Sharet. Batsim Lefirashi, there could have been another possibility, and that is that the Sheikh touched a Tamei Mace, which made him Rishon. And a Rishon can make a Kli, even with Cherev Kecholol, into a Rishon or a Shaini. Ibai Sam says, the Gemara loyal midman mace, who could go in Shabbada Krumashal Kana, the Shachar about the son of Chol Sheikh, and Bein Mitzar, and Mishuchis, and Krumashal Kana, that Shechita does not have to be done necessarily with a metal knife. You know, the minhag is dafka to use a metal knife. And I think it's Tazmi's on a medrash that by Golias, with David Melech Golias, so the Golias was wearing armor. And the armor wasn't gonna part ways with David's stone. So the measure says that Baruch made a deal with the metal, and if you'll allow yourself to be broken with David's stone to kill Goliath, so we'll shecht with only metal.
That was
brisk.
That's
the middle.
What?
That was
with
brisk
with the metal.
At the brismila. Also, that's also shechita. Sorry, brismila. That's only brisk and not by shechita. I didn't look it up.
I heard it was myself now.
Okay, after my end. I didn't look it up. I was just reminding myself now. Talk. Have to check it out. Seder. Baitin. So what are you talking about? We have Krumash Lakana. Meila, says Rashi. It's not Makabal Tuma. True the Kliates. Loi Makabal Tuma. Loch is Mateches, even though it doesn't have a Teich, doesn't have any and hollow to it, still it's in tame. But klisheres, kliyeh, needs a taich. Says taitzis. In tame, hech yishchayt b'chum mishal kana, habayin on kli, kinmurcha v'saif ataida, v'saif damchatas, v'darish m'chziv, v'hikach es ha-mecheles, lishchayt es b'nai, da oyla t'una kli, yachin on kulim oyla. The Gemara says, we learn out from by the Akeda, v'hikach es ha-mecheles, lishchayt es b'nai, so you see you need a kli. So meila, so how could the Kumashal Kana be good? Here's a stomp piece of wood. It's not a kli. Eshleimah going to tikna lakumis vasol k'ein kli. Not clear exactly what you did, but I guess maybe you sharpened it, you did something to it to give it some sort of a kli. You didn't just take a reed of a bamboo shoot and just start shechting with it. You checked it to make sure there's no pagima. You actually sharpened it, you made it nice, but you did something to it, you know, smooth it out. You just take it off the branch and off the tree and then just shech with it. You just, you know, he made it nice. Maybe that gave it a shem kli enough that it should be considered shem kli. Vayikach z'mecheles. Afka v'kaim lon zot teisu is k'rebi. Tamim perka chol alaynois and kli shores shal eitz. V'pola garbi eis rabbi Yehuda. Tamim perka chol alaynois and kli shores shal eitz. V'shchitas kachin. Oh, you need, as a machleik as well, kli shores is kasha shal eitz. Yeah, the sugi is the guy by the chalil, the flute, if it could be kasha from a wood. Agabanim, the shayla, whether or not klishares needs eitz. It's kasha by eitz. So meila, you want to tell me if he did something to make it into a kli, a psychosaif, it's eitz. It's not mateches. So the Mechlag is tonight about that. The Gemara, Afgal Kaim along the Rabbi, that, well, you need, eight is not good. L'shchit is kachim loy bin a klisharis. So this is Mechadish, that even though all klisharis, all the kalim that are used in Avayda, like, for example, the Mizrak, the Kli Yizarek the Dam with, other kalim that you bake the menachas in, the chulu, you do the kmitz in, all that needs all the other avodas in the base of mikdash requires a kli sharis. Hashem ken shchita is not, you know, needs a kli, doesn't need a kli sharis. And l'chayr won't be the hesber. L'chayr the hesber is because shchita lav avoda. Gemara says shchita lav avoda because kasha bizar. Alright, you don't need a cut into a shchita. So shchita is lava vayda. A meila, you don't need a kli sharis. Shchita is not a sheiris. Kli sharis means a kli that's being used in the service. Shchita is not called, it's just a ketimtza. You taste them in Zvachim says that the shchita, manu shchita lava vayda, pshat is, the shchita, batsim is like shchita schulin. Hashem v'shech the behemah, you have to shech the kashim. Well, see, it's not all that simple, but the Torah is medama, the shechita of kashim, the shechita schulin, the man dama shechita lav vayda. We'll see, though, the shechita is mekadesh. We'll see. Kash the dam. Al-Kapanim, oh, so what says is raya? Things are raya. The perakha tari damin is sakin mekadesh of kikli sharis. The Gemara over there is talking about the Gemara in Menachos. Yeah, the Gemara Menachos is talking about the Kiddush of the Lechem. Karban Taida, besides the animal that you bring, which is sort of like a shlong to be it. You don't eat it for day, one day, one night. There's also 40 loaves of bread, some chametz, some matzah. So the Gemara discusses the shechita is mekadesh the lechem. The question is whether it's mekadesh medas, dafka ni kavana, or you don't need kavana.
the whole question was by klisharis itself, is it you need das kavana? Then we put something in klisharis that makes it makadish it, like by karb mincha. It needs a kiddush, putting in klisharis, that's what's makadish it. So there's a question about whether it needs das or not in order for that to happen. Klisharis and parish later das. It begins in that whole discussion. The Mara says, the Machlokes, Marasov, Klisharis, Makashish, Leir Das, and the Kulam, Klisharis, Makashish, Leir Das, Vach, Besach, Kamifli, Marasov, Besach, and Makashish, and Kit, Klisharis, and Meir, Let's even Shleir Das. The Mara says, no. Ikman, the Amar, Kulam, Klisharis, and Makash, El, and Das, Vach, Besach, Kamifli, Marasov, and Lima. Some say, if cares, it's better than Klisharis, that even though it doesn't have a depth to it, still it's Makadish. Now, the question is the Gemara saying, Makadish like a klisharis. Vaista is that it itself is not a klisharis. It itself is not a klisharis. It has the power to be Makadish, but it itself is not a klisharis. So Mele, you need a kli, but you don't need a klisharis. So Mele, kumash akon is kosher. So the question really is, if it's not a klisharis, and what's not a pshat? How is it makadosh? How is it makadosh? So the Briskerov wrote down. I couldn't see. I couldn't find it inside. I saw over there in the Gemara in Zavachim Mem Zayin, the Gemara that Tais brings out later. I saw in the David. David Salvez Shiron Shkabsam. So there he brings down this garage. I also saw an Ezra Kaiman on Nachas over there. But this garage tainted that, and the Rabbish tells Levek that is when the Tukma Kiddush of the carbon, Kiddush Kli, there's two possibilities. One, the Etzim Kli Shares. The Etzim Kli Shares has a power to Makadish it. Like you put the menachas, the mincha, in the klisharis, that's makadish it. You have a zirna lachas. And then there's also the kiddush that comes out of ma'isa. It's not just the etzem being in the klisharis, it's what you do with the klisharis that's makadish it. It's the ma'isa that's makadish it, not the kli per se. So so David says, He said he's done that child earlier in Zvachim Lamed Aleph, and he brought rise over there. The Sakin is Makadish Ayin Maisa Shchita. Yeah? And he brings a Raya, brings two Rayas. So in other words, when you put the Mincha in the Kli Sharis, right, it's Makadish the Mincha. Okay? Before that, it wasn't even Kedush Saguf. Yeah, before you put the mincha in the klisharis, it had no kushas dam. Born to hekdish, but it wasn't, didn't have kushas aguf. That's not shaykh pidyon, it's not mina kushas dam, kushas aguf. Something's better than bias. Yeah, you can pay it, you can redeem it. Something that's carbon, by animal, as soon as you makdish it, it has kushas aguf, and only if it has a milk can you redeem it. Like upon him, when you put the mincha in the klisharis, it becomes kaddish, it becomes kushas aguf. Yeah? Zakir David, that I'll bring you two rayas. This is what they bring down Shandarov, that by Shechita, it's the Maaser that does it, not the coming contact with the klisharis. And he brings two rayas. Because first of all, it's Makadish the Dam. The din is that the Shechita is Makadish the Dam. Rabban brought down the Gemara and Saita, that you dial it in base, that says that the Shechita, yeah, is Makadish the Dam. Gemara says, just like by Mincha. Yeah, midyakman. The Mordechai was about that you put the minach in the klisharis, you makachu the klisharis, lomlig. Where's this from? Mordechai said you dial it in the bags. The Gemara there says, the Gemara says, "Mi da'ava dam, dam afgav v'kadishte sakin v'tzabra behema." The dam was the sakin was makadish the dam. This Gemara is going to be very important when we get to the Ramban, hopefully. Yeah, hodim makadish le b'kli shares hachinami. So Gemara is like this: when you shech the animal, you makadish the dam. That's she's makadish the dam. But still, you have to accept that you have to makabel the dam in a kli shares, and then only then is a kosher bezrika. So it needs a double kiddush. The kiddush of the dam ayidei a shechita, and there's another kiddush of the dam ayidei a further level of kedusha in kaddishit by accepting the dam in the kli shares. The Gemara says the same thing by the mincha, yeah, that there's a double kiddush on the mincha. Okay, l'ineinu is not negated to us the mincha, l'ineinu is negated the kiddush of the. Of the dam, so Reb David says, "Harei when you shech mekadosh the dam, you mekadosh all the dam in the animal, not just the dam that the kli shares touches." So what do we see from that? If you can't tell me it's the kli shares itself that's mekadosh the dam, because then the dam that the knife touches when you shech, okay, those few drops of blood will become kadosh, yeah, because you tell me kli shares. That comes in contact with the carbon, it has the power to makadish it. Okay, so wonderful. See, when he shechted, the blood that touches the knife will become kadish. Why is the rest of the blood kadish? Elamai Zakrab Dov. You see that it's the ma'isa shechita that's makadish. The ma'isa shechita is the ma'isa that's done on the animal. So male is makadish all the time. If you tell me just the kedusha of the klisharis which makadish it, why should makadish the rest of the dam? If it's a klisharis, that's makadosh. Whatever comes in contact with the klisharis becomes holy. Like the mincha, you put the mincha in the klisharis, then now the mincha is holy because it's in the klisharis. Yeah. But Mashenkein over here has the rest of the dam become kadosh. El ma'izakrim tov. You see from here, that's the ma'isa. It's the ma'isa shchit that's makadosh. It's the ma'isa shchit that's makadosh. Furthermore, he says, goof that Gemara Menachos ties brings down. The Gemara discusses, yeah, the shechita is makadish the lechem by Taida. Yeah. Makesha, what does the shechita have to do with the lechem? There's 40 loaves of bread. When you shech the carb Taida, it's makadish the lechem. The lechem didn't touch the knife. Yeah. Elamai, you see, it's not. So you see that the shechita is makadish in a different oifen than a regular kli sharis. And mele, it's the shechita, the ma'is shechita that does it. Not necessarily the fact that it comes in contact with the kli sharis. So me lefizeh. That's how we can explain Taisvis. When Taisvis says, so when Taisvis sees from the Gemara over there that the sak and makasha kli sharis, but it's not a kli sharis. You know, the Taisvis is saying maybe you don't need a kli sharis for shechita. So how is it makadosh if it's not a kli sharis? Teretz is, because the ma'isa shechita, it's the ma'isa shechita that's makadish, not the klisharis. So meila, because the inal atzadi do need the klisharis, yeah. Even al tzadi do need klisharis. The Rebbe is showing that it's still the ma'isa that's doing it. You might need a ma'isa with the klisharis, but it's not. So meila, so that's a shaila. In other words, we see anyway that the ma'isa plays a role over here. The ma'isa shechita is what plays a role in the etzem kiddush, not that's a fact that's a kli sharis. Mamela, you could say maybe if the ones are saying that maybe you don't need kli sharis b'chal. That's the chari that Avon and Taisus. The Taisus has learns up from there. They don't need kli sharis. That's the chari the sharis and shaila there. Do you need the kiddush of the kli, or at least part of it is the fact that it's holy, that's what makadosh it? Or no, it's the ma'isa alone that does it. There's a Gemara that says that the shechita is makadosh adam. So that you got to deal with that. Right? The shechita is makadosh adam. That's a Gemara. Right? The Rambam discusses that Gemara. So you have to say, if you don't need the shechita, how is it makadosh? And you have to say, it's the ma'isa shechita that's makadosh it. Oh, Zotai, Zuchem Ashbe Sefta, the Tani Chaimim Bekmitza Meshchita, Shechita is morchama kemitza, which is wait, you have to take off a little part from the carbon mincha and you put it on the mizbeach. So and you put that in a klisha. You have to put the kemitza. You do it by hand, then you put it in the klisha. Right? Tani chayim mechmitza reshechita. The kemitza do not kli. Hashechita ain't to know your kli. Fill a kumah shalkana is kosher. Sefta says. When Sefta Taisis, you can't take the Sefta at face value. You can't take at the face value, what's the Sefta saying? That Shechita does not need a Kli. The reason why Kumash Shalkana is Kana, our Gemara, why is Kosh Kumash Shalkana? You don't need a Kli, period. Right? Where Taisis had start off Taisis with such a Tzai. So Taisis, you can't say that. Akarchach, Leibel Meimah, then it's a Kli, Klau. Yafinim Ayla, it's a Kli. All right, that ties brought down the Gemara that you learn out from Vayikra Chesed Mechalas. You need a kli. Elamai. So we have to drag the lashon of the Sefta a little bit. The ain't tuna kli sharas kama. The chaymer mi kmitza mi shchita. The kmitza doesn't need a. That shchita doesn't need kli sharas and kmitza does. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's what Taisa wants to learn this after. Oh, miu yesh litchais loy bein a kli yaf kama. Yeah. So maybe what the sefer says that it's a chumra a kmitza that needs a kli and shchita does not need a kli. So it doesn't mean that. Doesn't need klisharis. What it means is, it doesn't need it to be a nice kli. It has to be klisharis. It doesn't have to be nice. Kmitza needs to be a nice kli. It's made out of gold, silver, like a regular klisharis. But shchit is kashim kumar shalkana, even though it's not nice. That's how you can read the raya from the sefta.
The sefta is talking about you still need a klisharis?
The Tais is suggesting now. He wants to be daich of the raya. When the sefta says, that kmitza needs a kli, and shchita doesn't need a kli. So there's three possibilities there. The first possibility was the kipshuta, pirush amilin kipshuta, is that shchita does not need a kli, period. That Taisa rejects out of hand. You can't say shchita doesn't need a kli, you have a fair shagamara, you can have chels, shchita needs a kli. Okay. Option number two, that maybe kmitza requires a kli shares. A proper kli sharis, and shchita does not need a kli sharis. Like Taiz is trying to say everything about Rav Menaches. Option number two. Option number three, then maybe no. Avadi, you need a kli sharis. When the sefer is machal between kmitza and shchita, the kmitza needs a kli, and shchita doesn't need a kli, and that's why it's kosher commercial kana. What it's saying is, you don't need a nice kli. Kmitza requires a beautiful kli, gold and silver. Shchita is enough. A kli sharis. Klishares. The Kumashil Kana is a Klishares. Yes. The Klishares, it's not a beautiful Kli. It's a bamboo shoe. Yeah, it's not a beautiful Kli. But for Shechit, you don't need a beautiful Kli. Okay. That's Tyson's suggestion right now.
What was the second one? That Kmitza needs a Benashkita?
The second suggestion was that Kmitza needs a Klishares. And Shechit does not need a Klishares. Like Taiz tried to prove in the Gemara Menachas. The third possibility is no. Loyam, I'll tell you, we need a kli shares. The Sefer is b'mechal, the kmitza and shchita. The kmitza needs a beautiful kli, and shchita, a kroy mishalkana, is good enough. But about become a kli shares. What's your problem?
So it's talking about it's a corner. It's a corner of Yosi Bar Yehuda.
Yes, obviously. But for this time, we must be going to be racist people. Correct. That a kli shares could be eight. Exactly. In that side of Taisa Dicha, yes, we have to be saying that. 100%. You're right, I should have spoken out. That's an important point to make. And in this stage of Taisa's, the Taisa is saying, you need a klishar, but not a nice klishar, then Akach, the Bryce and the Seth is going to be based on the Yehuda and says, you don't need that even shall eight is good for klishar. Right. Oh, then I said, one second, how can you say that? And the Gemara in Saita says that even if you're based on Yehuda, that Klisharas could be shall eight, but a kfifa shall mitzri, which Rashi explains that the Saita brings her carbon from her house in a basket, kfifa mitzvahs. It's a very low class basket. Rashi Mishnah explains that they use some that grows on the palm tree, some part of the tree that they use to make cheap baskets. It's a cheap basket. So Mele, the Gemara says that all kabbalas she has to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash with something that's roy to be a klisharitz. But Mashen came by Saita. So the Gemara says, because even could raise Rabbi Yehuda, that shall eitz is kosher for klisharitz. So why are we saying the kfifa mitzvah is not kosher for klisharitz? The answer is that even if you raise Yehuda, it has to be nice. Even if it can be wood, it can be something, you can make something nice. From wood, you can make something very nice out of wood. Mashenkei, a kfifa mitzvah. Kfifa mitzvah is garbage basket. Hakrevei nol fechasecha. Are you going to come to the king? Yeah, you're going to bring an offering to the king and not a nice thing. Is it hayirtzecha? Amar Hashem, you're going to find favor in the king's eyes, says Hashem. You come to him with a present, you wrap it in a shmata, that's how you're going to find favor with the king. So Meila, Kfifa Shemitzvah, is not roi, it's not kosher for klisharetz, even though eitz is kosher for klisharetz. But Kfifa Shemitzvah is not. M.K. Praktaisvah, how could I learn Shantai Sefta? If the Sefta is being mechal between Kmitza and Shchita, then he didn't nicely. He don't hear here. You can even krumah shalkana, which is not a nice kli. In fact, Taisa, one second. Even though if you're based, we're going, as you also said, we're going for based Rabbi Yehuda, obviously. But if you're based Rabbi Yehuda, it's got to be nice. Krumah shalmitzvahs doesn't work. And can't, why is krumah shalkana good? Taisa gives two drutzim. This is all in the dichoy that we're going in Taisa's, that the sefta is being machal between kmitza and shchita. That Kmitza needs a nice kli, and Shchita doesn't need a nice kli. So he's saying, how can you have that possibility if the Gemara in Saita says that even if the eitz is good, it's got to be nice? So Taisa is two truths. One teretz is that the Gemara in Saita is talking about when you bring a present. Kapkiv mitzvah is the Hasan Dairinu. The Derech Lahavi, Lahavia Bechli Na. I was Shchita like Hashinon. So in other words, the problem with a clean naw, the problem with a nice clean is when you're bringing the bread, you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, right? So you bring it in the garbage clean. That's not kavadik. It's not a kavadik. But the shchita itself, the ma'aseh shchita, that doesn't have to be, maybe you need a klisharis as part of the ability to be mekadesh. You have to have shaykhis the klisharis. But it's not the dayer. The shchita is not a ma'aseh of bringing a present. When you bring a present, it has to have a certain look to it. Yeah, but when you're doing the ma'aseh shchita, that's different. Hakreveyu no, the fechasecha is talking about bringing a present. Mashenker and mashchita not. So may loyal, I'll tell you that we're talking about shchita needs a klisharis, and we're going to be some you that the shalaitz is good, and still we're saying krumish khan is, even though it's not nice, it's kosher. Kfifa mitzvah is not kosher to bring the menachas. That's because that's a special halacha and hilcha is bringing presents. Inami. Then Taisa says the chayra is going to be three dargas in kalim. Inami kfifa mitzvah is mucheres yeres makum shalchana. A kfifa mitzvah that's mamish like a cruddy basket, a low life basket. Mamela. That's mamish cheap garbage. Mamela, if that's a problem for a klisharet, Mashenkin krumishal kana is not as bad. So Mamela, so what the Sefta is telling me is that kmitza for kmitza you have to have a nice kli. Has to be nice. Gold, silver has to be nice for kmitza. Yeah, or at least maybe wood, but has to be nice. As we've done mamish b'chubedit. Mashenkin came by krumishal kana, which is not so nice. So it's a piece of wood. It's a piece of reed. Meila, it's not. No, krumah shalkana. It won't be kosher for kmitza, but it's kosher for shchita. Then there's the third darga of kfifa mitzvah, which is pasul lagamri. If anything, even not for kmitza. Right, we're saying shchita, right? To bring it, which is let's say more time with Mishnah. Kmitza needs a special of a nice kli. But and shchita kumashukan is good. Then, but if it's something that's mamish garbage, that's a problem. Okay. Rabbein Ephraim, I may be raya. It's not a perek ezum kaima. Rabbein Ephraim wants to bring a raya for the Mishnah. Mishnah we say every day. It's printed there for a reason, by the way. Kabbonis, those 10 pages between the brachas and the mizmashir or ishtaba, depending on your level of commitment and what time you woke up. But anyway, there's like a whole bunch of pages over there, a lot of nice stuff over there. Anyway, so one of them is the fifth parak in Zvachim, right? Why do we say that? Oh, something you would know if you knew about the knife. Huh? No machlekes there. So it was, well, why are we saying the kabbalah? One of the reasons we're saying kabbalah is we want to the chumash, we want to be a mikra and talmud. That's why we one of the reasons why we say the kabbalah. But so, well, why did pick ezum kaimim that parrot punk? So one of the reasons is because there's no machlekes in that parrot. So the parrot with no machlekes. Anyway, akapanim. So what does it say over there? It says. Right? So what does it say? Shchitas mitzafen, the kibul damam b'chlishares mitzafen. When it comes to the shchita, it didn't describe the kli. Just said where you're shechting. You're shechting in the northern side of the Azara, but doesn't say what that. It doesn't tell me anything about the kli, about the knife. When it comes to the kabbal's hadam. There it says, "Kibul dama mechlisharis betzafen." Vilu shlosim mechlisharis like Dani. Dani got bekabala. That's a man from Israel. Shmakarai. You see that you don't need mechlisharis. The gvul kachap. You see you don't need mechlisharis for shchita. Ain't Zeraya. The got bekabala nami lehiskir ella shmina the boy shehei gama kli betzafen. So really, we're not. The mission over there is not out to tell me what the kli has to be made of. We're discussing where you're doing it, how you're doing it, but not really with what you're doing, and how long you can eat it for, etc. But Mela, so why does it say Kabbalah? It wants to tell me that the Kibul Dama, Mechli Share, is Bit Safa, and the point is that the Kli itself has to be in the Safa. Afuki Makli Bidara. Fabahem Bit Safa. Let's say you're shechting the animal on the border between Tzafen and Dharam, and so you're going to shecht it, the Maisa Shechita is being done in Tzafen, but the blood is spritzing onto the Dharam side, and you'd be Mekabel Adam in the Dharam. So you might think, okay, the Shechita is with Tzafen. No, it says the mission, no, the Kli, yeah, the Kli that you'd be Mekabel Adam also has to be in Tzafen. What? Once you mention the Kli, so we said Kli Shara. Adam klech
b'saychay, huh?
You don't need it. Yeah, that's... No, it's hard. I guess I'm saying once we mention the Kli, so we said Kli Sharas. Once we mention the Kli. Maybe you shouldn't think that you don't need Kli Sharas. Once you mention the Kli, you have to make sure that they know it's Kli Sharas. You didn't say mention the Kli, okay. We'll figure it out. But if you mention the Kli, it would be misleading to say Kli. The Makabal Dam B'Kli B'Tzafen. Oh, Kli, that's the Kli Sharas. So anyway, Teida, so Tais, B'Kachim Kalim, Leibay Tzafen. There it says, Ataydi Bel Nazir, Kachim Kalim, Shabtasim Chobak Mazara, V'Damatan, Shtey Matana, Shein Arba, V'Nechalin, Tov. I guess most people don't sound like they're not saying Ezum Mechaim today. Okay. That's a shame. Someday. Anyway. So there it doesn't say Kli Sharas. It says Shechtasim Chomak Mazara. It just tells you what you do with the blood. Does it, right? They didn't say anything about being Mekal with the blood. Domaton, Shtei Matana, Shein Arba. The Shecht, the two corners of his back. Anyway. So Mezla Taisvis. So why does it say Nikli Sharas? Elamai. But that's not the issue over there. The issue is not telling me what type of kli. The issue is where is the kli? Make it kachin kachin. The kli, besides the shechita, must be done in Safin. From Perikol Azvachim Shekibul Daman, the snan kachin kalam shlasim b'fnim, b'kibul dam b'chisharis b'fnim. Asa nami asa lashmin and tzar shehei hakli b'fnim lafukim rai b'kli b'chutz miyuta b'fnim. Makabel, that's a yeshechti again. Yeshechti mamish on the border. The shechitas kachim kalam could be in the whole azara. So meila, what if yeshechting right by the door, and the blood and the kli is outside, right? If it's outside, so that's what I'm telling me. No, kabel dam miyut b'fnim apesh. Yeah. So he says that's what it says. You needed the kli should be inside. Okay? It's not called that it went out. In other words, the reason why Tais needs Tais looks like part of the kli is inside, otherwise the problem is if the dam goes out, yeah, if the dam goes out of the azara, the dam becomes possible. So you're not about the shech, you're not about to use the dam. He's saying over here, if the mixes the kli is inside, you don't have a problem with the yaitse. The mixes the kli is inside. Elamai, what is the problem? That's the mission being machadish to me. That what? The kli has to be all inside. The whole Kabbalah has to be inside. The Mela, then again, once I mention the kli, there it does say kli shares. That's Taisa's Malachot. Now, the Ramban.
Taisus is ending off
that we don't have Ben Ephraim brought a raya that you don't need. Taisus tries to look up the raya. Taisus trying to bring a raya from the Sefta that you don't need, and he slugged up the raya. So Taisus leaves you hanging. He has no raya one way or another. And Ephraim's opinion is that you don't need kli shares. Taisvis tried to bring rayas and he slugged them all up. He slugged up all the rayas. He slugged the raya from Tesefta. And he actually never slugged the Gemara Menachas. I guess, you know, it depends on how much you stress the kick klisharis. Oh. The Ramban over here, and the Ritva over here, have some interesting things to say over here. The Ritva is like tucked away over here in the middle of the sugi, but the Ritva over here makes a big tumult. The Kashim and Marim. Let's see. The Ramban says, "You have the shayl of klisharis." Oh, so first of all, Ramban says like this: "Yesh b'far shapi shein oisin klisharis me'ez afilu mandam oisin haylav kliu." Okay, filachi. Even the so here the man says, yeah, lav kliu. Depends on the child. Here, there's one gear is lav kli sharis. One gear is that lav kli, and another gear that lav kli sharis. What?
We have
lav kli sharis. Okay. Filahachi. Right. Meaning he doesn't discuss. What Taisa discusses is whether you need a kli b'chal, hichas mecheles. So that's why, you know, I'm saying, there is a gear to say lav kli. Taisa will be arguing, Taisa will be, Merman will be arguing, Taisa, you don't even need a kli. But they change, the nusach achacher is lav kli sharis. And even though it is a kli, but it's not a kli sharis. Afilachi, kiva and the shchita ksher bizar. He wants to explain why is it, very interesting nature over here, why is it, that shechita doesn't need a kli sharis. It says, "Kim the shechita k'sher bizar Zarek Yishachi b'sakin didek Yishachi. It's a funny svara. Now there's Shittuk Sheir Bezar, then it's Mestaber, if he comes, he's coming with his own knife. I don't know why that's Mocha, Shittuk Sheir Bezar. But anyway, that's the svara that you would not require Knishar is if it would be Machshir Zar, it means we're letting a Zar be a Shaykhid. We have a Shaykhid Zar come, right? He's a Shaykhid, he's a Chulin Shaykhid, yeah? So the guy comes with his tools, you know, like, that's the Pekila, that's the right. If it turns Machshir Zar, we do Machshir Zar with the Ganza Ganz guy. Oh. And then he brings the Gemara Misachim. Right? Famous story over there. Gemara said that's when the Bnei Beseira lost their job as being the Nesim Klai Yisrael. That's when Hillel got the job. Because they wanted to know that what do you do? How do you bring the knife to how do you bring the knife to the Azara Korban Pesach? Gemara says that Misha Peschai Kle Toich Bei Bet Samroi Misha Peschai Medi Hevi Tocha Bei Ben Krono. So no, they used to carry the knife by putting it on the animal. Let the animal carry its own knife. So the man says. So what do we see from there? You see from there that it doesn't have to be a klisharis. That each one's bringing their own knife. Shef the carbon pesach. Shechid Kosh Bazar. They're going to shech their own carbon, and then the kainim will do the rest. But the shechit will be done by the tzar. And you see, they come with their own knife. Now, I was question, how do you mean bring your knife? The best mitzvah has plenty of knife. What do you bring your knife for? Yeah? Elamai, you see, it's kosher. Fine. Now.
Right, it's not right the why, though.
What?
It's not right why. It's just a matter of if they did it or not.
He's just showing the right, they did it. Not explaining the why. Before he explained the why, now he's just showing, you see the elements, see it. Oh, then, it's okay. Then it does mean the why, right? Then he says, Vadama, and I lush to kli. He's like Taisa that you're only kli shares, but you need a kli. Fine. But like Taisa says, fine. Okay, so then it gives the yesh mefarshim that like Ben Ephraim, you don't need kli shares with shechita. Blayin hira. Shesakinim kli shares are you. Bisa gedai the boy being kli shares with shechita. Hey chesakinim gedayshin. Umakachim. I read the Gemara Menachas Taisus quotes says that the kli, the shechita is makadish the lechem. If it's not a kli sharis, how can makadish? So he's not willing to say. We said before. We said like Biskarov and Rav David that it's the ma'is of shechita that's makadish. So the other man says no. Dusha, maybe the ma'is shechita has to do with it also the ma'isa, but you can't have. If it's not a klisharis, then it doesn't start. You need a kedusha, the klisharis, the bechal, the shbechal kedusha on what you're doing. Yeah. So Meila, he says, how can you tell me you don't need klisharis if we see gemaras that the shechit is makadish? The shechit is makadish. You need klisharis. Oh, look, Rabban, Elhayin Tagma, Mishun Nesakin Lamaikasi, Lekachi Ladam Betzad Mehema. Yeah? You see the sake is Makadish Adam. Even the heart of Makadish Lubu. The Chlishare, says Ramban, the knife has been Makadish Adam. Yeah? The knife is Makadish Adam. How much Kachim over here today? The knife is Makadish Adam. Yeah? That's Gemara Nsait. So Meili says, the reason why the evidence Kachim without a Chlishare is, alright, the dam gets another kiddush. The dam has a kiddush kli. When you makabel the dam before the zrika, is shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. Those are dalat avayos, yeah, of dam, yeah. So what do you shech? You makabel it in a kli sharis. Then you go and the zayik on the mizbeach. So that's the kabbalah zicha needs a kli sharis. So now says the Ramban, what's the point of what is the shchita be makadish? That's the Gemara Tzarek said, the Shechit is Mekadosh Adam. Shechit is Mekadosh Adam. Okay. So maybe the Chachilin is Klisharis, but, as the Gemara Tzarek said, the Chachilin is Klisharis, but the Eved, The Eved's going to be kosher. Why? Because you have the kiddush of the Kabbalah.
You said that was only a couple drops.
Huh?
You said that was only a couple drops of blood that touches
the kiddush. No. I'm saying no. You mekabel all the dam. You mekabel the dam in a kli. You shech and the blood comes pouring out, and the kohen grabs the kli and it gets all the dam. So the besides. So the Gemara in Saita says it's a double kiddush. The kiddush of the dam when you shecht. And that was with David's raya that it's a nice seder. The man might be going with that.
Yeah.
We can't overdo it with that. That was a nice far of seder. The man is not going out like that. He's not worried about that. The fact that the touch is part of the blood. Kilo touched the whole blood. The whole blood's connected. We could get out of the kasha. You know what I mean? But he says that kiddush, but the kiddush of the dam says Ramban, the dam has another kiddush. So maybe that's why it's not ma'akev. Remember, it's the Rambam in the Rambam. Rambam in Ma'aseh Kabbalas, Dalet in Zion. Rambam says, "Kol Zvachem." Ain't sure to know his chatchila el besakin mikli sharetz. Ram says chatchila v'adi nikli sharetz. Im shachar v'chol davar sheshoichtin ba yachulin afilu krumish al kana ksherin. So the chay, this is the Rambam that's bringing on our Gemara. Right? The Rambam is telling me chatchila v'adi nikli sharetz. The chay along the lines of the Ramban over here. Ramban tells me, and that's in the Gemara in Saita. The man brings down. The Maran Saita says that the Shechita is Mekadesh the dam, and you have a double Kiddush. It says the Ramban that double Kiddush not Ma'akev. That double Kiddush not Ma'akev. By Menaches, you need a double Kiddush. Right? If you put it in the Sharas, you have to Mekadesh it. You need a double Kiddush, the Maran says. That's Ma'akev. But Meshenkein, the dam. The dam, it's enough, says the Ramban and the Rambam, that inu chatchila do need lisharas. Why, says the Ramban, because chatchila you need a double kiddush on the dam, but since you have a proper kiddush of the dam with the kli, with the kli sharas, the kabbalah, said mela, b'di'evid, that's okay. Because the kiddush of the dam, b'di'evid, you can do it without the shechita. I graduate so now versus Alman, Evan Ozel, versus Alman writes, and this Rambam, he writes that what's the difference between the mincha, which needs a double kiddush, that's ma'akev, and the shechit, the dam, just needs, for the Eve at least, it needs just the kiddush of the klisharis, of the mizra. Yeah? So he says, because the behema, when you makadish it, he said, raise the oila. Yeah? So there already got a din we mentioned before, we already got a din of Kush Naguf. It's not just Bet Gabbai, that's giving the Hekdesh. It's Chal Din Kush Naguf. It needs Pidyon. Yeah, it needs a Mum. It can't be Sami Paidin, only Paidin has a Mum. So it's already Chal Kush Naguf. Samela, it's already Kaddish. Samela, but the Eved, all you need is the Kiddush of the Klisharis of the Kabbalah. Hashem came, Adon Achaz, they used to bring the wheat and everything, the flour and everything from home with the oil with everything. So then there was no kedusha. You were makdash. You didn't say arezu mincha. The whole kiddush is when you put it in the kli. So then it needs the kiddush of the kli. They also need the kiddush of the kaimitz. Yeah, the kaimitz is with the kaddish. The rest, the second kiddush. Shane came by. So the Rambam and the Ramban. So it's very interesting. That's some Argamara. The Fi says b'di'evit, right? So when we say, you didn't get the impression like that from the Gemara. Going Shabbat the Kumishal Khan of the Shachar, right? It's holding only b'di'evit Lefi then.
The whole Gemara is
b'di'evit. What do you mean?
The time anyway. So start up.
Anyway, it's b'di'evit. And this guy's Gantz b'di'evit guy. I mean, he's telling me, and he's using a krumah shel kana. Get rid of this guy, you know. So, Okay, Echanami, say. I'm just going to point out that the Pizza Eim, the Klumish Lakana part of it, the Pizza Ram and the Rabban is also Bidiyev. Oh, so Meir Zakhir Rabban, now we have a new Pshat in Tosefta. Yeah? We have a fourth Pshat in Tosefta. Yeah? So we're asking a test. What's the Pshat in Tosefta? And there's going to be a four next to it. A fourth Pshat in Tosefta. Yeah? What's the fourth Pshat in Rabban in Tosefta? Tosefta says, Chaymer b'kmitza mi b'shchita. That kmitza needs a klishares and shchita doesn't. Says Rabban, what do you mean by the evad? By kmitza, if the kmitza was not done from a klishares, yes, it's possible. You need klishares because there it's ma'akev. By mincha, klishares is ma'akev. By shenken, by shchita, with the evad, at least it's kosher. Why? Because you have the kiddush kli. Not with the Shechita, you have the Kiddush Kli, with the Kabbalah of the Da. Now, the Ritva over here says something very interesting. You get a little taste of kachem, it's okay, a little bit, you know. What's wrong? Don't give anybody any ideas, okay? But a little taste of kachem is not going to hurt you. Anyway. Oh, your Ritva here says something very fascinating. And everyone screamed at this Ritva. So these rags of Gemara is not like that. Anyway, let's just see the Ritva first. So Ritva says down like everybody, Tais, Ritvan, yeah? Okay. You know, you know what the Gemara is. On one hand, it has to be a Kli. First, it has to be Klishares. Tais, Yeshatir, so Shein Kli, Shel Shechita, Klishares. Ela Kabbal of Klishares. And then brings the knife from Mezum Kaiman. Okay. Oh. Then he asks the Kash from Marin Saita. Iglameidat, the Mimsecha Saita. The Sakim Kaddish Dam. The Sakim Kaddish Dam. The Sakim Kaddish Dam.
Is that Lashon HaGemara or says Shchidim Kaddish Dam? What's Lashon HaGemara?
Marin actually said Kaddish De Sakim. It's up. Marin says Sakim is Makaddish. Okay. Not like the rock. That's a shechita. Where's the sack? Okay. That's what's diko. It's sack in the kaddish dam. Yeah? Sack in the shechita. Aim a kaddish el dov shuk klisharas. If it's not klisharas, how could the sack in the kaddish dam? Av mechuber, listen to this with Barabai say. The sack in the mukdashin klisharas. Kaddish dam. Tzas. Yeah? Says Ritva, the Sakin is a klisharis to Makadish the Dam a little bit. Miu fish ain't shchita makeves hektish shareg share bizarre psula. Ain't a gemeres kedushas dam lagamri at kabbalasai. Well, the fikach ain't a Sakin choshev klisharis lives so be yaitze. Rafu Rabbi Maidish Aisan Isaac Cleates. Yeah? Lach like Tani Shchita B'Kli Sharet B'Tzafen. Whoa, it's a mouthful this Ritva. Let's go slowly. Umiyu. Yeah, it says Ritva. Mechub Yaisir. The Sakin, the Mukdashin, Kli Sharet. That we see in Gemara Saita, the Sakin of Sakin Shal Shchita of Kachim has to be Kli Sharet. It says it's a Mekaj Adam, it's a Kli Sharet. Elamai, but it's Makadish Dam Ktsats. Mil Lefish and Shchita Makeves Hektish. The Shchita is not you don't need the Shchita. It's not Ma'akav in the Kiddush of the Dam. Sharei Sher Bezarim Upsulim. The revolve here is Mashma. And when a Zar Shechs, it's not Makadish. When it's Zar Shech, it's not Makadish Adam. The Ritva says, I want to show you here by your side. What's the Ritva saying? I want to show you that the Shechita, the Kiddush that's done, Kiddush Adam, that's done on the Shechita, is not Makiv in the Kiddush. What's my Raya? Because it's Zohar and Apostle, the check. It sounds like he's saying, right? What? Kosher. Zohar is Kosher the Shech. You know, Zohar and Psulim are Kosher the Shech. Psulim meaning Tame, all the Psulim and Mishnah over there. Isha, what? No. Shechit is Kosher. So what does he want from that? Says, what's Rabbah saying? Again. Miul, the fish ain't shchit. He wanted to show that the shchit is not makir. The shchit is not makir the kiddush adam. What's his raya? No, because kosher is zar. So what's that saying? What it's saying is that when it's zar shech, it's no kiddush. Right, a zar can't be kiddush. It's not just the kli, right? By kli, shkli shar is just goes into the kli, becomes kiddush. But here, even the dvas might, you need this input of the shaykhit over here. And a czar, yeah, the shchit is good, but not the kiddush dam. For that, you need a kohen. Only kohen has that power to kiddush. Unbelievable, yeah. Gets even more, yeah. Oh, so Meili says, "Ain't the gemeres kiddush dam legamri al kabbalasa." So kiddush is not finished until you actually right. Oh, ulfikoch ain't a sak and choshen klisharis lives obi yaitze. So he's saying the kli, you know, it's very interesting, like walking through raindrops over here. Yeah, you need a kli shares, and he's going to go and say that even if a rabbi that eats is not kosher kli shares over here, eats will be here. You'll have a kli shares shall eats. The second shall shchita here you have an exception. The kli shares of eats will also be kosher. Why? Because it's not doing the full kiddush. It's not doing the full kiddush. He's going along the Ramban that there's another kiddush here of the kli. The shechit is not doing the full kiddush. If the shechit is not doing the full kiddush, right? It does makes mitzvahs kiddush. For a mitzvahs kiddush, a mitzvahs klisharis is enough. For a mitzvahs kiddush, a mitzvahs klisharis is enough. You know, klisharis can't be shal eitz according to Rabbi. So he happens like a quasi klisharis over here. You have a klisharis shall eat, but it's a mitzvah klisharis, you know, to be mekadosh, mitzvah kedusha of the dam. There's a wild idea over here.
Why is it all the shechita has to be klisharis?
Because it's mekadosh dam, the mitzvah. It's not makiv, like the man said. It's not makiv, this mitzvah kiddush is not makiv, but there is a kiddush over here. The Gemara Saita says it's a kiddush. Yeah? It's wild stuff going on. It's like a whole package of me over here, yeah? Then he says, what's even more? And this is where everyone goes to town on the Ritva. Ritva says, not only that, it's not possible, I'd say. The din is that the dam, it goes out. The dam goes out. Yeah? It goes out of the Zara, out of the place where you have to shaft it. Without a Zara, you bring it back, the dam is possible. Yeah? Says it's an unbelievable thing. He says, this that the dam is possible, I'd say, is only the dam that went out after the Kiddush Kli. After you accepted the dam and the Kli, and now the dam is fully holy, right? The Gondam is Beyach. Now, and only now, is the Psul, if it goes out, bring it back in, it's possible. But the dam went out between the shechita and the kiddush kli, and comes back. That would be okay. Yeah, he said the ulvikach ain asak mechashuk klisharis livso biyaitze. Yeah, and here everyone goes crazy. It's against the Gemara. Everyone goes crazy. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that. If you shechted an animal that one leg was outside, if the animal had a leg outside, so if you shechted it, and then if you cut off the meat that was on that leg, which doesn't make it a bone, just cut off the meat, leave the bone whole, cut off the meat.
Well, it's alive?
Yes. Don't, you know, don't get the cruelty animal society on us, you know.
Keto.
Alright. Yeah. But if you shecht it and then you do that, it's a problem. Why? Rashi says, "Shenishchle nifsal damar aglayim." The blood that was in the leg becomes pasul psul yaitze. I'm reading the footnote. Psul yaitze, yeah. Dam that goes, that dam that's in the leg, that's outside, yeah. And when you shecht it, so that dam is out of the azara. So that dam has a psul yaitze. Mamela, that dam comes, you know, the dam moves, that dam comes, when you do the Kabbalah, you're going to be getting part of that dam. Okay? So Mela, the dam that you're going to be zerg in Mizbeach has dam that was possible. Right? Because the dam that was in the leg was outside. When you shecht it, it was outside. When you couple the dam inside, the psul yaitze. So everyone screams. So the Ritva says that shechita alone doesn't pass the dam be yaitze. Mishecht, since it's only a mixed kiddush, it didn't make it holy enough that when it goes out, it comes back in, it's going to be a problem. So what's the problem? What's the problem with the dam in the leg? All right.